Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Dzogchen count is called Blue Solar Hand, and it is the ninth day of the Blue Storm Wave Spell. And it is the crystal moon, day 26 out of 28, so it's imminently over. And I have been feeling that sort of transitional arrival point of the next moon is really on the verge of being here, and it is a big one, the cosmic moon, the 13th moon of the year, the 13th of 13, the 13th tone, the final tone, always in a wave spell. And I talk a lot about the 12th tone crystal being sort of the end of the wave spell's action, and we can perceive that in different ways about the crystal moon that we've been in, portraying the end of our white magnetic wizard year's active ingredients. And then we'll slip into the cosmic tone, which is just, I just think it's like it's the reverb of the year. So the year has happened with its activities, its hero's journey, its plot arc, and then there's going to be an afterbirth, an aftermath, an echo chamber. I mean, I'm just really reaching for all the different metaphors. But the cosmic moon, basically, if we just sort of study the word origins, people drop the adjective cosmic a lot. It's cosmic, man. But it means being like the cosmos. And somewhere along the line, I either stole this from Jose Arguelles or I invented it to be one with the cosmos. That's what cosmic means when we get to the cosmic tone. It's to be one with the cosmos, to articulate that we are part of the cosmos. The cosmos isn't just a skyward star cluster. It includes planet Earth and ourselves within it. All of the cosmos, I guess it could be all these astral bodies, but it's just kind of fun to think of ourselves as also a body, since we call our human bodies that. Like, and I am a body in the universe. I'm an astral body. I'm a planetary body. And I am one with the cosmos, and I'm cosmic, and that's what the 13th tone is like. I'll say more about it when we get there. I'm inviting the acceptance of things being more inactive, but not less expansive, that when we're in the cosmic tone, it's not like nothing is happening. You know, I'm not trying to say it's the end of action, and so we're just sort of lying around waiting for the next wave spell to begin. But, you know, it is like that, except it's lying around becoming incredibly expansive, you know, articulating our connection to all that lives. And that can make our bodies tired, that thought process or that invocation that we are connected with all that lives in this earthen realm and far beyond. Or we can just say that we're not driven to do things with our human body here in a human surround. So we're not all, I got to do this and that, and we're not really capable of doing this and that, you know, all of our to-do lists. That's one of my hobbies is to have a to-do list and check things off and feel accomplished. And it's not always possible in the cosmic moon to be so deliberate. Instead, we might be, in order to tune in to being connected to the entire cosmos and one with it, we might have to forego a certain kind of productivity and, you know, not mindlessness that's involved when we do things every day, all day, every day, we're busy. That's not mindless. It's just if we remove all of our busyness, sometimes we bump into a different kind of consciousness. And I think that's what the cosmic tone is about, a different kind of consciousness. It doesn't have to be hierarchical. It's not better consciousness to be one with all the cosmos. It's just different. And it's one of the 13 tones. So it's one of the 13 experiences that we have. And they're all equal and they're all important and they're all different. And so when we work our way through the 13 moon year, we have this really broad and also expansive and balanced way of being in all the stages of development of consciousness, of development of ego, of development of divinity, just whatever. It's all in there. I'm sounding a bit cosmic right now. So that's coming up. It's coming up on Saturday. We're in the last few days, pretty much two and a half days of the crystal moon. And what would we say about it? I mean, all of that gathering, the demand, you know, to break out of isolation and be in congregated resistance was so strongly crystal. Because it wasn't just that we were out and about with each other, which is part of the crystal tone that you want to gather, which is a different way of being universal. One of the words for the crystal tone is to universalize. And to universalize is sometimes to all be together, but I talk a lot about the crystal tone being the return home. And when we return home and others return home, then we find ourselves in gatherings, and the crystal tone just, it makes us hungry to gather. So we fulfill that hunger. And you can see that there's dissipation of that hunger to gather, to be in the resistance marches and movement en masse. And it's not because it wasn't a worthy movement or because it's over. And I'm not saying that Mayan teachings are all that influences people to gather and then to fall away from gathering. I mean, obviously it's a rhythm of excitement and then there's exhaustion and people can't just relentlessly gather and drive forward in unification. There has to be the inverse separation and people pulling away again into themselves or, you know, into privacy and then back into the public at another juncture. But it's just nice. It's sweet for those who study natural time to be like, oh, look, the crystal moon was full of remarkable worldwide massive gatherings of social resistance. I'm going to say something about Donald Trump, and I'm sorry. I just stopped having internet, so I'm going to be tracking the national debacle of Donald Trump a lot less rigorously, because I just tend to find my way into the story if I have access to it, but I don't. So it's probably one of my last or maybe just less frequent sermons. But like, Donald Trump had a gathering in the crystal moon that was like going to be a million strong in terms of the response that he got for his gathering in Oklahoma, in Tulsa. And so, you know, that's got the drive of the crystal moon. A million people want to go, but only 19,000 can get in. And it was really astonishing, just again with Mayan astrology, that his gathering, you may not know this, and it wasn't, there was a lot of empty space in his gathering, in his indoor during the COVID-19 heyday increased numbers in Oklahoma. His number of people willing to gather indoors without masks was limited to like 6,000 people in a place that could hold 19,000. 6,000 is a lot of people. But it was just interesting how we've had all these mind-blowing numbers of gatherers over here. I'm not saying on the left, but just like over here, this concept of Black Lives Matters and the resistance to black murder. And then over here, the resistor to Black Lives Matter, not a big gathering. And, you know, by his own standards, by his own declaration, underwhelmed, under attended. And again, this just feels so good in terms of the crystal tone that that's not how we universalize. That is not how we dedicate ourselves to all that lives, to others. You know, when it's not how we lift each other up. That's not cooperation, what he's invoking. So he's not going to have a big gathering, even though it is a lot of people. It's not what he said it would be, and it wasn't enough for him. And that's good, because he is not gathering in the crystal tone. He is just coincidentally aggravating people with his dissonant language and divisive ideas and his mental illness. He's doing all that in the crystal moon, but it wasn't supported by crystal energy. The crystal energy in that situation takes people away from the gathering, because there's no resolution that he is offering. He is only offering disruption. So I'm saying all that a little bit just to vent, but also so that I can make this last little statement about the crystal tone. It's not just gathering so that you have a bunch of people bunched together. It's not about numbers. It's about cooperating. It's about dedicating yourself to others. At the end of your time, your journey, you come home with this nobility, this gravity, this compassion, because that's what you learned on your journey, and you come home to be connected, but supportive, connected and supportive, collaborative, cooperative. That's the crystal tone. And I want to just like say, because I had this run, my father is crystal. So like, I feel like I always, you know, look back on the way he's been in the 51 years that I've known him. And he has a lot of like sort of old white man stances, even though he was a young white man, you know, like he's been that guy for a long time, a little insulated, but he's very cooperative. He really is. He looks for resolution. And I just feel like that has been my teaching, my teacher. My dad has been my teacher. So happy Father's Day through natural time, Dad. And I hope I didn't already say this, because I needed to say it somewhere. God, I might have. I'm sorry. That would be very Mercury retrograde of me. But I realized, because I just lived it, that my stepmother, who's been married to my dad for like 35 years, and they were high school sweethearts as well, so they had like a 20-year hiatus from high school, and then they met at the reunion, and then they got back together and they got married. And so she is a blue planetary eagle, day 10 of the white world with your way spell. My dad is a red crystal earth. He is day 12 of the white world with your way spell. So they have like one day in between their Mayan birthdays, which is obviously makes them compatible, like a good match. So if you're doing match.com, we could start our own app for dating and get people like born in the same wave spell. It's a good match. Then my grandfather, my father's father, was born in this blue storm wave spell on white self-existing wind. And then his son and my father's brother, obviously my uncle, was born on blue overtone night, which is the day after his father's birthday. But in any case, I had four pretty heavy family birthdays in the space of like a week. My stepmother, my father, my grandfather, and my uncle. And I would put them, I would lump them all into, in my lineage, like the patriarchy. there's some nice people. I love my blood relatives a lot. I'm an only child. I lean heavily on the few relatives that I have, but they're all pretty not shamanic, or let's say like not into the goddess. I'm not saying that I am, but I am into the red dragon, white wind dichotomy, that there's both the Mayan goddess and the godhead, and they're equal on the Mayan goddesses first. Like, I'm into that. My grandfather, who is a white wind, seems especially patriarchal because that's what white wind can be. So this is not just sharing. I'm just, you know, you find, I didn't even realize it until this time that I had these four major family birthdays in such a short amount of time. And it took me someplace. It took me into my patriarchal behaviors, because it was just too many to bounce off of. And by the time I got to my uncle's Mayan birthday, blue overtone night, and he and I are both blue and overtone, and he's born in my wave spell, so we have a lot of connections, even though he's a Republican, not a Trump Republican, he disclosed, but you know, he was voting straight up Republican my whole life, which doesn't matter, it's just a little different than most people I know. So anyway, like, by the time I got to his birthday, I was just sort of suffocating in my own ways of being an old white man. And it's just great when it's over. And I'm so sorry I keep, you know, circling around explaining why this would be worthy of podcasting. It's because here I am in my 20th year finding this additional synchronicity that didn't really add up. I didn't notice it. I didn't put it all together. And then I think it's really important at some point, if you're a seeker of a sort, the kind that wants to find out what you feel in response to family trauma, you know, how you regress, what is that feeling of being regressed backwards into dealing with your family of origin in a painful way? Like, my feeling state of running into all these Mayan energies of my forebears was of being tightened down, sort of tortured by egoic, you know, thoughts that wanted to harm me, you know, self-harming thoughts. And I wish for you to have some varying form of realizing something about your family of origin through the Mayan code, and then getting to your feeling state, because when you feel it and name it, seems to me then it starts to lift off, or it's the last lift off. I've done a lot of work on my family stuff, and maybe because I'm turning 52 in November, I'm starting to lift off from it pretty cleanly. Okay, it just seems like I talked a lot about that. Well, it's the Blue Storm Wave Spell. It's my time, me. It's pretty great to have so much force, like to have it be a force of nature is pretty great. And I assume that's happening for you as well. To be a force of nature, if you've stepped into the Blue Storm Wave Spell, you're into the, probably, like, you are in the cockpit of the Blue Storm Wave Spell. You're the driver, you know, you're not just being dragged around by the Blue Storm Wave Spell. You're probably orchestrating your own storm. Maybe not. I mean, how can I know? Because I'm a blue storm. But I just am, you know, I've been doing a lot of, like, heavy lifting kind of yard work and stuff, and I just laugh, like, it's because it's Blue Storm. I only have another day or two, and then I'm going to be done being so strong, being like superheroes that can lift things up. You know, what is that thing that people do when it's emergency? You can lift a car off a crushed body person, save them. It's sort of a Blue Storm kind of motif. I was moving a couch alone. It's just a love seat. It's not very heavy. I can lift it. But, you know, like, can I lift it into a truck? I can sort of lift it to get it near the truck. But can I lift it up into a truck? This was today's question. And I was all, this could be the moment where I, like, pull my back or it goes out, quote unquote, you know, first time in my life where I can't move. I'm going to have to lie down, or, and and it was fine. It was Blue Storm. You know, it was exciting to just catch myself going, this is a crazy maneuver. I'm probably not able to do this anymore. My time of doing this is probably nearly over, but I have to do it. I'm already in the action of doing it. Blue Storm. Blue Storm. What else about it that's not just so mundane? Well, I mean, what is changing, catalyzing in your life? It makes me really emotional. Like, I want to cry. I want to have a rain because I want to know what's catalyzing in your life. We're all working our asses off surviving a pandemic, and I'm not meaning necessarily the infection of COVID-19, but just surviving the vibe. And it's not just the vibe of people dying, sadly. It's the vibe of people once again in conflict, either anti, you know, putting on a mask or support it. I mean, whatever part of it, like, it's just more conflict, more human conflict, at least where I live. It doesn't mean people are fighting in fisticuffs about it, just like this vibe of dissonance, of disagreement. It's been fomented by the president on down, or he was lifted up by this foment being set free, and all of the racism. Like, I just threw out the COVID stuff because that's where we began a season ago. And then now we're all facing racism, trying to develop anti-racism. I mean, not for the first time, obviously, but we're like lifting it up, and seeing how ugly it is underneath, and trying to make decisions of how to beautify the world. And of course, it's mad upheaval inside most of us. Our psyches are just like being wrung out. And I think that if you're sort of on the shamanic path, you've been wrung out for years anticipating this by living it consciously, not like denying it. And that we're kind of in the phase where, again, not to make hierarchy, some people are just really busy working, raising children, having physical maladies. That's like, too busy also equals denial. Like, you can't always face your psyche because survival demands sometimes that you just figure out like the day and the income and the meals, and not like, and what is growing inside of me? Like, what needs to evolve? And then we hit these moments where we're absolutely going to find out, like those who have denied it or been too busy or, you know, obstructed by other kinds of traumatic situations or just drama. We all got settled down into quarantine, and then we found out some of our ugliness. And it's perfect timing for this year. Like, that's where I want to put the focus actually right now, is this is the white magnetic wizard year, and it has one more moon to go. And I sort of said from the beginning something that I feel like I understand deeply about white wizard time, maybe not white wizard people, but the time white wizard, because every 4 years is a white wizard year. White wizard, now we have a 13-year wave spell couched in white wizard energy. White wizard is like reading a fairy tale and then living it, like living the fairy tales we've read, where everywhere we turn, there are factors of good and evil. It is really striated that way. You know, we get good help along the way, and then we get deceptive help that sets us back. Then we get good help that sets us to rights again. You know, then we get waylaid or misled by the dark forces. And this is how I feel life plays out in a white wizard year. And this will extend for 13 years. We had 13 years of red moon before this. It was 13 years of purification. And I don't even think we are necessarily cleaner, but we just had 13 years of trying to purify. And, you know, I'm not going to go back in time and analyze that further, but that's just what happens. 13 years of one of the four year tribes: red moon, white wizard, blue storm, yellow seed. And here we are at the very front end of white wizard, and we attracted our purpose for 13 years, and there was all of this fairy tale mythology, you know, including a a worldwide virus that kept people home. It's like one of the plagues, right? Sigh. So I think that the fact that we're down to racism again, you know, to be racist or to be anti-racist, like which one do you want, people? Like, it's that clear right now. Do you want to be staying in denial or actively hateful, or do you want to own your unconsciousness that you, without knowing it, are part of the systemic ways of being hateful and or unjust? You know, just there it is. It's like black and white. It is our white wizard moment. And I'm on a rant. I'm on a tear. This is like my third different rant of the podcast episode. I apologize. Mercury retrograde. It's good that I'm talking. I'm being very blue storm, but I'm also, I'm not sure I'm being helpful. I'm not sure I'm being accessible. I'm not sure that I'm communicating clearly what you need to hear. But I'm trying in a way to do what means a lot to me. Oh, more feelings. It means a lot to me to get to the end of the 13 moon wave spell. It meant a lot to me to get to the end of the 13-year wave spell a year ago when we were in red cosmic moon coming into the cosmic moon, red cosmic moon year coming into the cosmic moon a year ago. That was epic. But we are finishing out this white magnetic wizard year, which is going to be one of the most memorable of our lives. Yeah, that's deep. What the front end of 2020 is going to be one of the most memorable of our lives. Maybe not. Maybe everything's going to get so much worse. But, you know, it's been pretty memorable, and it's part of the white magnetic wizard year. And yeah, I'm just excited to go into the cosmic tone of it together. Or at least, you know, I'm here and thanks for listening while I go through the cosmic tone, and hope that it means something to you, because I feel really ready, hungry, eager, desperate, but also like it's a point of reverie I want to enter. Jeez, I just want to be in the cosmic tone. I'm ready to do it. I'm excited to do it, where you really are present. We have worked so hard. That was the beginning of this latest rant. It's like, we have worked so hard to face reality in the last season. I want to say 3 months, so you know what I mean, but I don't want to talk about months because they're Gregorian, so I'm saying season. The last 100 days. It's been beautiful to watch people make it through hardship. That is the nature of the cosmic tone. So we've had some practice. You endure what is difficult until you transcend it. And in that action, you become present. And that is what the cosmic tone is. All of that is so cosmic. Retrograde, Mercury retrograde, is very cosmic. When we can't move forward, when we have to go back into the past and gather parts of ourselves, that inwardness, that listening that happens when we get all these, keys to our average everyday life when Mercury is direct, or whatever you would call it. The times in between Mercury retrograde is sort of just like life rolling forward. And we take these pauses when it's retrograde. And, you know, it's permission to not just keep moving forward. It's like, have you ever walked along a highway because maybe your car broke down? It's a highway you've driven 1,000 times at high speeds, and all of a sudden you're like looking at it on foot. It's fascinating. That's my retrograde metaphor. Okay, in this last couple minutes, I never talked about Blue Solar Hand. I told someone about it recently. Blue Solar Hand and Yellow Planetary Star are the days here, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday is Red Spectral Moon, and Saturday is White Crystal Dog. So